Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. If you missed the first part, don't worry. You can always get the entire show on our podcast at KXORadio.com. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
And while you're listening to that podcast right now, you could send it to all of your friends. Just cut and paste the link, browse it, put it up on Facebook, put it up on social media, wherever you think it just needs to go, you can send it there. And you can always talk to us, too. Our email address is wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And if you do that right now, it'll make my phone ding. So be sure and talk to us. We are joined today by Mike Horn, our director for 17 years, and he's going to retire and thought he'd join us one more time, and we could talk about some of the cool stuff that's happened over the past 17 years, which most of which Marie and I have been around to see. So real fun talk about where we're at, but I think probably we'll be able to hit a segment on where we're going, because I think one of the things we could pretty much agree is that the vision of our director has been one of the stronger points of it. That's really made a difference in terms of the growth and development of the department over the years. So we're fortunate. We're lucky here to be joined. And let's talk about some cool stuff. You know, when 17 years ago when you became director, we didn't evidence-based practices were
unknown.
Yeah, what? It wasn't even common knowledge. It wasn't a paradigm for it. We didn't talk about it. We've come a long way, and a lot of that has been kind of your vision as director. Tell us how that kind of became important and what kind of efforts it took to develop it.
Well, I can only, you know, let me talk about my experience. When I started off at the welfare department, now it's called Department of Social Services, as an eligibility worker, and then I became a social worker. And I was working with lots of different people with lots of different problems. And at some point, I decided I wanted to go in a different direction and work with kids. So I dragged my wife into becoming house parents for Charlie Family Care. It was part of the Menninger Foundation, mm-hmm. and we became house parents. So we had six boys, ages from like 9 to like 15. And, you know, some of the kids would graduate and they'd go on, they'd go back home with their parents, and then we get some other kids. But we got some kids with a lot of problems. And, and I would look at their history and I'd be thinking about their history and I'd be trying to get them help and I'd be taking them places. And really it was kind of this one size fits all in terms of treatment, sit and talk or let somebody play and that sort of thing. But nobody ever got better, really. I mean, I think that there's a certain value in just having a home and having a consistent parenting and, some caring and being around people that were consistent in terms of their emotional reaction to the kids. But there was also a lot of trauma that these kids were dealing with, and they weren't getting better with traditional, mm-hmm. just go and sit down and talk and do whatever. People didn't tend to get better. So when I came to, when I ended up at Mental Health, we had a few clinicians, a few therapists, and they were doing the best they could with the tools that they had, but again, it was just kind of this rambling, never ended. People show up, it was the same people over and over and over.
You had clients that would be in therapy for years.
For years, and nobody ever got better. I mean, they were marginally better. I mean, they were marginally better because they had some place to go every week and somebody to see. But they never really moved on with their life. You know, we weren't teaching people to fish, so to speak. You know, all we were doing was throwing fish at them. And eventually, you know, I latched on in the meantime, I'd gotten my license. I'm a licensed therapist, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I don't know how to make people get better. I'm doing it. I'm doing the things that they're training me to do, and I'm trying them, but I'm becoming one of those people that are just seeing people forever. They like me, I guess. I guess the ones that don't keep coming back don't, but the other ones did. But people didn't get better. My job wasn't to make friends. It was to treat people so people could move on and treat depression, treat anxiety, treat whatever.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.